is our regular segment on culture and arts on Rai Argentina to the world. Let's start with the 70th anniversary of the visit of Albert Camus in Argentina, which is celebrated with various activities in Buenos Aires. Between August 12th and the 17th, there will be a week of activities with public readings, presentations, film screenings, and conferences around Albert Camus' 70 years anniversary of his visit to the Argentine capital. Camus, a foreigner in Buenos Aires, is the name of this week of events around the work of the French Nobel Prize of 1957, who was also a playwright and a philosopher. 70 years after his only trip to BA, activities will take place at the National Library, Villa Ocampo, and the Museum of Latin American Arts of Buenos Aires. Readings, presentations, films, dialogue tables, conferences, and a great exhibition about his life will give shape to the activities and masterpieces such as The Foreigner of 1942, The Plague, 1947, The Misunderstanding of 1944, and Sisyphus Myth of 1942. This series of events is organized by institutions that will be the headquarters of all of the activities, together with the South Foundation, the French Embassy, and Camus Succession. The work of Camus, which was translated into Spanish by Victoria Ocampo, Julio Cortázar, and Aurora Bernardes, was very popular in Argentina and began to be published and be read here around the late 1940s, thanks to the translations of the now mythical South magazine. The legendary singer and songwriter Charly García returned to the Luna Park Stadium, where he had performed numerous times in memorable concerts. The greatest star of Argentine rock has already had a step through a great stadium in recent times, almost a prelude to yesterday's concert. Last June 13, let's recall, he offered a gig at the Arena Movistar Stadium in Santiago de Chile. 7 years after his last presentation in that place, in what will be the first show in a great stage in our country, García returned yesterday to the Luna Park Stadium to support his latest studio album called Tesla's Tower, La Torre de Tesla, where he reviews compositions and works from his 50-year almost career. Let us listen to a little bit of his music as part of this segment on culture and arts.
I sort of like the habit of this thing. You know, they use the telephone.
Dando el fin. Por eso te busqué, por eso diseñé la máquina de ser feliz, plateada y lunar, remotamente digital. No tiene que ser bien, no tiene que ser mal, es inocente.
That's the voice of Charly García with The Machine of Being Happy, or The Happy Machine. Yesterday, he performed in Buenos Aires after several months at the mythical Luna Park Stadium. Another artist that we're going to be putting the focus on is Chavela Vargas, the late Chavela Vargas, who passed away in 2012. Well, almost August the 5th. That's to say, practically 7 years ago, exactly 7 years ago this week. She said about herself, "I'm a brave, wild, lesbian, and good woman." And that's how she called herself. And there are several activities marking her 100th year anniversary of the birth, or the centennial of her birth, is being celebrated throughout the year. She was born Maria Isabel Anita Carmen de Jesús Vargas Lizcano, a.k.a. Chavela Vargas, who was born on April 17, 1919 in Costa Rica and died on August the 5th, 2012 in Cuernavaca, Mexico. To celebrate all of these important dates, Warner Music has just released Chavela Vargas 100 Years with 40 of her most iconic songs, which include Nosotros, Volver, En el Último Trago, Paloma Negra, The Black Dove, Simple Things, y La Cruz del Olvido. Let us listen to a little bit of Chavela with A Rare World.
Cuando te hablen de amor y de ilusiones y te ofrezcan el sol y el cielo entero, si te acuerdas de mí, no me menciones. Porque vas a sentir amor del bueno. Y si quieren saber de tu pasado, es preciso decir una mentira. Que viene de allá, un raro.
Well, it's 100 years of since she was born, and this week is 7 years since she passed away. We're talking about Chavela Vargas, one of the biggest names in Latin American music of all times. And on that occasion, Warner Music has just released a compilation called Chavela Vargas 100 Years with 40 of her most legendary songs. And these were the culture and art segment, culture and art segment, that is produced by Silvana Villaneda for RAE Argentina to the world.